Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. A very warm welcome to the Q3 and 9 months FY26 earnings conference call of Krsnaa Foschem Limited. From the senior management,
we welcome you everybody for this earning call of Krsnaa Foschem Limited. Before we begin the earning call, I would like to mention that some of the statements made during the today's call might be forward-looking in nature, and it may involve risk and uncertainties, including those related to the future financial and operating performance. Please bear with us if there is a call dropped during the course of conference call. We would ensure the call is reconnected the soonest. I would now hand over the conference to Mr. Pankaj Oswal, Director, Promoter Director. Over to Pankaj.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining the earnings call of Krsnaa Foschem Limited for the quarter ended December 2025. We are pleased to share the details of our record-breaking quarterly performance. The milestone quarter was driven by new strategic initiatives, specifically the expansion of in-house capacity utilization beyond core functions. With demand visibility significantly stronger over year-to-year, we successfully leveraged enhanced operating efficiencies and a robust expansion of our distribution network to capture greater market share and ensuring sustainable growth. The company's performance was supported by a favorable agriculture landscape and supportive government policies in India. Rabi sowing. The total Rabi crop acreage reached over 614 lakh hectares as of late December 2025, an increase of nearly 7 lakh hectares over the previous year, reflecting healthy farmers' confidence. Reservoir levels improved in the country, remain higher than the last year and above long-term averages, supporting irrigation availability and crop productivity, particularly in all parts of India, central, northern and western India. Government support. The government approved nutrient-based subsidy rates for Rabi 25-26, which included enhanced subsidy to ensure affordability. Policy initiatives. The mission for Atmanirbhar in pulses was launched with a Rs. 11440 crore budget to boost domestic production and ensure assured procurement of at minimum support price, which is supporting increased fertilizer demand. At the same time, the government undertook large-scale enforcement actions to curb diversion, hoarding, and black marketing of fertilizers under the FCO and Essential Commodities Act. This has strengthened distribution discipline and ensured timely availability of fertilizers to genuine farmers. Heading into the Rabi season, the first advance estimates for Kharif 2025-26 projects record food grain production further reinforces the positive agri backdrop heading into the Rabi season and supporting balanced fertilizer consumption. Promoting balanced nutrient use remains a strategic priority. Government initiatives, including the expansion of soil health cards, the promotion of organic, bio and nano fertilizers, and advisory-led interventions are actively shaping the long-term agriculture consumption patterns. As regards industry trends, the Indian phosphatic fertilizer industry continues to undergo a significant evolution, characterized by a notable shift from traditional DAP use towards balanced NPK and SSP blends. This dynamic creates a distinct opportunity for agile, integrated manufacturers like Krsnaa to capitalize on evolving farmer preferences by consistently delivering both quality products and timely supply. The raw material landscape for India's phosphatic fertilizer sector remained stable during the quarter. While rock phosphate availability was consistent, phosphoric acid prices saw a demand-driven upward trend. Sulfur and sulfuric acid prices experienced significant price surge due to the tighter supply and high demand from chemical and agriculture sector. Manageable input costs coupled with robust government subsidy support, including the ₹37,952 crores allocated for Rabi 25-26 season, provided strong operating and cash flow visibility. As an integrated producer, we remain uniquely positioned to mitigate cost risk and absorb short-term fluctuations. In parallel, the industry offered additional opportunities, and Krishna Foschem strategically expanded its operations and enhanced distribution, leveraging these opportunities to complement fertilizer volume and positively contribute to the revenue and positive profit growth. Our next phase of growth is well underway. A 50% expansion of our TAP NPK fertilizer capacity at Meghnagar is advancing as scheduled and remains on track for commissioning by March 26. These expansions are expected to strengthen our operating performance and enhance long-term growth visibility. In parallel with our current projects, we are actively evaluating new strategic opportunities to diversify our portfolio and further scale our integrated operations. As we enter the final quarters of FY26, our outlook remains robust. Our confidence is anchored by a synergy of favorable macro-agricultural tailwinds and strong operational and financial execution at the company level, positioning us well to deliver outstanding long-term values for our shareholders. Moving to the financial performance for the quarter and 9 months, the company's strong performance was driven by a substantial increase in fertilizer demand and volume expansion. Revenue from operations reached a record ₹659 crores in Q3 FY26, up from ₹304 crores in Q3 FY25. EBITDA increased to ₹70 crores, up 58% YOY, benefiting from operating efficiencies on volume growth and managed cost environment. Operating margins. While overall operating margins compressed to 10.64% from 14.56% year-on-year, we achieved margin expansion from 14% to 15% within our integrated production line due to higher volume and capacity utilization beyond 100%. Furthermore, our non-integrated products are further adding 4 to 5% contribution to incremental profitability, ensuring robust growth in absolute bottom line results. Highest ever PAT grew to ₹33 crores, registering to 62% YOY growth, supported by higher operating scale and stable financing costs. EPS hit an all-time high of ₹5.39 for the quarter. Our operational performance has shown our excellence. Highest ever fertilizer production volumes of 113,155 metric tons. DAP NPK operations at an all-time high with 98% utilization. SSP plant utilization at 107%. On the 9-month front, the company's best ever performance is reflected in new records across all key financial metrics. Revenue was highest ever at ₹1,663 crores, up 88%, driven by strong fertilizer demand and higher sales volume enabled by improved plant utilization. EBITDA was also highest ever at ₹209 crore, up 65%, supported by operating leverage from higher volumes and operational efficiencies. PAT doubled to ₹97 crore from ₹54 crore, up by 80%. EPS also doubled to ₹15.7 from ₹8.7, up 81%, driven by higher profitability. So let me thank you for your continued support and interest in Krishna Foschem Limited. We are now open to the floor for questions and answer session. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question to the management, you may press star and one. first question comes from the line of Vignesh Iyer with Sequent Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello. So my first question is more on the overall industry as such from point of view of DAB. So can you help us understand how is the inventory situation when it comes to DAB post the Rabi season, I mean, and how are we set up for upcoming Kharif season in terms of requirement of DAB versus availability of DAB?
See, firstly, you need to understand what is the fertilizer requirement of a farmer in terms of nutrients. So DAP is one of the quality fertilizer which is available in the country and across the world, which contains a nutrient of 18% P and 46% N. So
right.
46% P. So, but now what has evolved is that DAP across the world, it is going down and the different grades of NPKs are coming up. So now it is not the issue of DAP availability in the country or the quantity available in the country. Now it is the issue what is the nutrient required for a soil in the country at what type, in what type of crops and at what stage. So coming to your question, that DAP availability or DAP stocks in the country will not make any difference because now the farmers are liking the NPKs, various type of NPKs, and as far as the productivity is concerned, NPKs of various variants in the country can ensure the higher productivity of crop production rather than DAP availability.
Right, but
I think the as far as the deficit anything is concerned, because the phosphatic fertilizer supply from the domestic player is less than what is the demand. So obviously the we will have to resort to the import. But with the, all the initiative government is taking and the, we are also taking, we are also importing to meet the deficit. I hope we will able to meet the demand.
Okay, because the reason I was asking this is because FAI had earlier stated that in the first 8 or 9 months of FY26, we had seen 55% to 60% increase in import of DAP. Okay, so at some point of time, and at a point of time, there would be a situation where the demand is more than what we are able to manufacture domestically. So that is why I was asking how is the situation, because that in turn would mean that NPK would be selling higher if you know the farmers decide to choose NPK over DAP.
That is what the intention of government is, because DAP is a generic product, NPK is a specific product. Generic cannot be used for all crops, all soils, all environment, all the country. NPK is a soil crop specific. That is what government wants, that DAP is nothing but NPK with different composition.
Right. Got it. So also in view of this situation, how do you see you know, our EBITDA per ton for NPK panning out for quarter four and the upcoming Kharif season? I mean, there would, if there is a difference between demand and supply of this magnitude, would we see that some improvement in realization coming and some improvement in EBITDA as well going forward?
Look, we are operating in a competitive environment, notwithstanding the domestic production being less than the demand. At the same time, we are dependent on government subsidy, and we have to look for the interest of farmers, keeping in view the interest of our stakeholder and our company. Keeping in all these facts, we continue to earn an EBITDA of 14 to 15% on our manufacturing product, And we do not see that just to encase any demand supply gap, we will increase the MRP and increase the profit. This has never been our intention and we will not do it.
Right, but then the cost of sulfur and sulfuric acid is also putting up some pressure on our raw material cost, right? I mean, on that part, if you could give us some understanding.
That is why I am telling you that we will maintain 14% to 15% of EBITDA by taking care of increase in sulfur cost, other raw material input cost, everything. We will maintain 14% to 15%.
Okay.
And
okay.
If it requires change in our marketing policy, we will change it.
Increase in MRP also,
we will do it.
Right. So perfect. So in considering the situation of increasing raw material, we'll be taking adequate price rise to maintain our EBITDA.
Perfect.
Yes.
Okay. Sir, just one last question from my side. Can you, sir, share, pricing per ton when it comes to sulfur and sulfuric acid for, quarter three, and what is the price rise now, in the month of January?
See, the prices for sulfur from April to December, if we go back to April, it was around 28,000-29,000 rupees per ton, and the prices in December or October, November, it has grown to 35,000 and 35,000 to 45,000 in December.
35,000 from 28,000 is what you are saying, right?
Yes, 28 to 35 in October, and October to December it is 45,000.
And sulfuric acid?
Sulfuric acid in April it was around 8,000 rupees, which increased in October to around odd 9,500 odd, and in December it has gone up to 12,000. But see again. What happens is, it all depends on the company's policy, how you are able to manage your suppliers, how you are able to manage your contractual positions in the industry, or your supply, or the inventory levels in your company and the other supplier companies. So this is all, this may differ from company to company. It may change in other manufacturers. It is our numbers right now.
Got it, sir. That's all from my side, and thank you.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question comes from the line of Disha with Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, please.
Yeah, am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah, thank you so much for the opportunity. So just a couple of questions. So what was the proportion of trading revenue for this quarter?
This quarter,
245 crore is trading.
245 is trading.
And instead of trading, I will say it is an import.
It is import. It is not trading. So 245 is import, and 413 is manufacturing.
Look, why we resort to import is also a vital question. Look. As we have been operating at almost 100% capacity for SSP as well as DAP NPK, and yeah, we are producing only one variant of NPK. The demand is huge. There is a demand of other variant also. And to make available all type of product at one shelf from our side, we are importing other variant and making available to farmer. And that is why we are resorting to import, despite the fact that profitability in import is very less.
Right, so that's why I think the margins have tapered down to around 10.6%.
Yes, that is the reason.
Any other reason, sir?
No, nothing. This is the purely one reason where trading profitability is less. And one slight reason you can say that because of the logistic issues, our dispatches in the last week of December, they unfortunately spill over to the first week of January. So to that extent, our manufacturing turnover has affected, but it will be made good in this current quarter. Otherwise, nothing. It's only because of the trading, because margins are less. So overall, there is a compression on the profitability.
Okay, so going like in the going ahead in the next quarter, how do we see margins panning out, and also what sort of revenue are we targeting overall for FY26?
Look, as far as manufacturing production is concerned, as I have been telling, we will continue to maintain an EBITDA percentage of 14-15%, or maybe sometimes 16% also. And as far as import is concerned, depending upon the opportunity and the orders being received from various wholesalers and our cooperative federations, we may resort to import and giving order. So for manufacturing, we will maintain the profitability.
Okay, but then do we expect some improvement quarter on quarter going ahead?
Madam, I can only assure we will maintain it.
Okay, and what sort of revenue are we building in for the entire year, since now we are in the last quarter?
You can analyze it from the trends.
But yes, it will be it will be more than the proportion what we have achieved in 9 months. That much I can tell you. Nine months average is coming at 570 crore rupees, and this quarter it will be more than that.
Okay. And for the new plant that we're expecting to commission in March, what sort of revenue potential do we see at optimum utilization level?
Look, the plant has a capacity to add a revenue of almost 1,000 crore rupees. But because the plant will be starting from April, there may be teething problems. So the first year we are expecting 60% capacity utilization. So that way you can calculate how much we will be adding.
Yeah, so what did you say, sir? 1,000 crore revenue potential, right?
It has a capacity of adding 1,000 crore is turnover.
Okay, all right. And first year we're targeting 60%?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Keshav Sharma, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good evening, sir. Can you update on DAP, NPK, and sulfuric acid expansion at Magnagar? Is there any diversion in timeline of commissioning by March 26?
That is what we hope so. Our all the order for the machineries have been placed. Civil work is almost on the completion stage, and all machines and plant will be in place by March, and we will have a trial production. So we hope by in April we will start the commercial production, and we will have DAP and NPK capacity and sulfuric acid.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Nirav from Snooty Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello. Am I audible?
Yes,
sir. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So my first question is on sir, what are the expansion plans for the company beyond March 26, and how does the company intend to fund the future incremental CapEx?
Look, the company has been earning substantial cash profit, and whatever plan we have, we are under implementation. And once this plant is implemented successfully, as we have been doing in the past, to utilize our cash accruals, we will definitely explore some possibility, but at the moment we do not have on the pipeline. But of course, once the year comes to a close and our figures are ready, we will examine and we will explore the possibility of going for some addition.
Sure. We'll keep updated to the shareholders as and when we finalize the plan.
Sure, sir. The second question was on that the CAPEX at Medinagar. Do we intend to add any newer variants of NP3? Because you said that we only manufacture one variant of NP3 at present. So do we intend to add any new variant of NP3 fertilizer?
We have the capacity to add new variant. But as I told you, even the one variant which we are manufacturing, we are unable to meet the demand. So there is no point that we switch over to other variant when we are not able to meet the demand for this variant itself. And that is the reason to meet the demand of the market for the other variant we are importing. So that in case we need to switch over to some other variant, at least we are already known in the market about that other variant. So this other, that import is nothing but seeding operation, where the farmers and customers and wholesalers, they know that, yes, we are supplying all type of variants.
Sure. So the new plant would add new variants?
It depends on the market, depends upon the demand, depends upon the opportunity, depends upon the profitability, depends upon the how, because we may add some new geographical area also. So many factors are there. The management will take a call when we start the production and when we see the inflow of orders and inflow of the variants.
Sure, sir. Could you, our corporate tax rate is high at around 40%. So why is that happening?
See, right now we are under match, and you would be already aware that for calculation of deferred tax, we need to consider the rate in which the company lies. The company is already into the tax slab of 30% plus. That is why the overall tax liability you are seeing is at around 40%. So, whenever we are coming out of MAT, definitely we will switch to that lower tax alternative of 22%, and in that particular year, you will find that the tax liability goes down with a huge number, and thus impacting on the overall EPS also.
Sure, sir.
So it is more of a regulatory requirement. It is more of an income tax requirement rather than a liking of a company, because income tax says that it should be on 30% rate.
Sure, sir. Yeah, sir. That's it from my side. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Bhagyavant, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello. Good evening, sir. Congratulations on a good side. Just had one question. For Q4 and going into the next fiscal, what kind of proportion do we expect to maintain between trading and manufacturing?
I have already told you, as far as our manufacturing production is concerned, we are operating almost at 100% capacity. So that is fixed. And as far as trading, that import portion is concerned, we will see the demand from the market and the orders from our wholesaler and cooperative federations. So that will keep on changing. It is difficult at the moment to predict how much import we will undertake in Q4 and next year.
Okay. Got it, sir. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Keshav Sharma, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, there is any plan for list a company on BSE, given that such a listing could enhance shareholder value?
See, right now,
It is being not discussed in the board and in the company, and since you have come up with this question, we will examine it and we will explore the possibility of listing it on BSE.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Mr. Keshav, does that answer your question? We'll move on to the next question. It's from the line of Bhaskar with Three Head Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, I am audible?
Yes, sir, you're audible.
Yes. Sir, I am new for business industry. Can give you overview on seasonality, which time is peak, demand is high, or when seasonal drop? Can you give overview? Brief overview. Thank you.
So we did not get your question.
No, I think what you are asking, our director has already covered all these points in his opening remarks. How the industry is functioning, how the demand supply is there, how nutrient beds, how the attitude of the farmer is shifting from one product to another, how government is supporting. I think he has covered. If you have any specific questions, I think we'll be happy to respond to you.
Okay, I am late join. Okay, I also listen the audio. Okay, that's it from my side.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question to the management, you may press star and one. The next question comes from the line of Gaurav Gandhi with Krishna First Camp. Please go ahead.
Sir, we have taken the shareholder approval in the AGM regarding the issuance of share debentures, etc. Is there any future plan for that? The near future?
So far not. Because our cash accruals and the expansion plan are synchronizing. And for the time being, we are not in need of any additional capital. So far not. But that is an enabling provision. We always keep such things so that last moment rush can be avoided.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Thanks from my side.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you, all the participants. Thank you very much. Thank you once again for joining in this one call. Still, if you have any questions, please do not hesitate to reach out to our investor relations team. We will respond to you through email. Thank you and have a great day.
Thank you. On behalf of Krishna Foscamp Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.